This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Literati, the subscription book club that makes it easy to find unique and interesting books for your kids. Visit literati.com/creative for 25% off your first two orders. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm the author of a bunch of books. I won't go through all of them. The Accidental Creative, the latest one's Herding Tigers. New book, The Motivation Code, coming out in just a couple of months. We're going to be talking about that on some upcoming episodes. And here on the show, as you know, we talk about you, your creative process, what it takes to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy every single day as create-on-demand professionals. Well, in order to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy, one of the core components, one of the things we have to be mindful of is community or relationships, how we interact with one another, how we interact with other people. If we're on a team, obviously some of those community interactions are baked in. Although in the midst of this pandemic that we're all going through right now, most of us don't have those baked in interactions where we're just casually in one another's environment. So we have to be more purposeful about how we leverage community during this time to help us stay sharp, to help us stay focused, to make sure that we're on the right path. Because those sometimes, you know, when we're in an organizational environment, there's just a kind of momentum that is generated that we don't have right now. We have to seek to generate that momentum for ourselves. So on this episode, I want to share with you three questions, three conversations that you need to be having with your peers, with your manager, with those that you work with. And frankly, these are helpful in any sphere of your life, but I'm going to apply them specifically to the workplace because I think that's where many of us are feeling this dearth of community right now because we don't have some of those natural baked-in interactions that we used to have. So if you're a manager, these conversations are great for you to talk to your direct reports about some of these topics I'm going to introduce. And if you're on a team, these are great conversations to have with your peers as well. Community is more important than ever right now. Intentional community is more important than ever right now as we seek to figure out what we're going to do over this next season in the midst of all the uncertainty. Hey, before we jump into talking about that, a couple of things. First of all, I'm very, very excited. Speaking of community, one of the things that I know happens often with leaders specifically is that leadership can feel very lonely in normal times. You know, you can often feel like you're bearing a weight, you're carrying things that other people on your team maybe don't experience because you have information maybe that they don't have. You can see patterns they can't see. You have to deal with things like budgets and planning and strategy maybe that your team is oblivious to. And that can feel really lonely sometimes when you don't have other people to share those burdens with. So over the past month or so, I've been putting together something that I think is going to really help leaders stay connected. It's called Creative Leader Roundtable. I'm going to be doing it as a three-part workshop, three-part live workshop, three consecutive weeks in September 2020, three 90-minute sessions. But here's the great part. As part of Creative Leader Roundtable, we're also going to be having a community that forms around this workshop so that in between sessions, you can ask questions, you can interact with your fellow leaders. I'm going to be jumping into the community. I'm also going to be creating in between the sessions, in between the live workshop sessions, I'm going to be creating some Q&A media, so audio, video, answering your questions directly, the questions that come out of the community or that you email directly to me. So basically, we're going to go on a leadership journey together for 3 weeks in the month of September. And the great thing is, after that, you get to still be part of this Creative Leader Roundtable community that hopefully will continue to go on and on and on. We're going to have more iterations of this workshop in the future. But for now, if you're interested in being a part of Creative Leader Roundtable, just visit creativeleaderroundtable.com, longest domain name ever, creativeleaderroundtable.com. And there you will find more information about the workshop and also how you can sign up, become part of the community, and also some options there for personal coaching. If it's the kind of thing you want, if you would like somebody to actually walk with you through some of these decisions or some of the things that you're working on right now, there's an option there as well to connect with personal coaching in the midst of that. So creativeleaderroundtable.com is where you can go to learn more about that. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Literati. You know, there are a certain number of products or services that I come along every once in a while. And I'm like, you know, I wish that was a thing when I was a kid. I wish we had had that when I was a kid. And Literati is without a doubt one of those things. Literati is the subscription book club that makes it easy to find unique, interesting books for your kids by delivering great stories straight to your doorstep. Literati knows that home deliveries are going to be critical to meeting your need for uplifting educational materials in the coming weeks. And reading books together will help create a time of adventure and bonding for your family and has real educational benefits. We talk all the time on the show about the importance of reading and study for adults. For kids, the same thing applies. Kids who read books have better vocabularies and longer attention spans. Each Literati box comes with five beautiful books based on a theme, and it contains exclusive original art and a personalized note for your child. It's like opening up a giant surprise box every time Literati boxes arrive. My youngest received Literati boxes, and every time she would open it, it was just so wonderful. I would just watch her eyes. I would watch her face when she opened it. She was sort of exploring what was inside, because it's just like getting a customized surprise gift from a distant relative every time this box shows up. It's amazing. Literati actively curates stories that spark curiosity and soften the heart, which saves you hours of searching the store or scrolling through lists of mediocre books online. And listen, Literati will always beat the Amazon list price. So no matter what, you're going to get a good deal on the books that you choose to keep. You only keep your favorite books and you send back the rest for free. This means you're only paying for the books that your kids love. So here's the deal. For a limited time, you can go to literati.com/creative for 25% off your first two orders. This is the best offer available anywhere. To get it, you have to go to literati.com/creative for 25% off your first two orders. Again, that's literati.com/creative. We love Literati. We know that you're going to love it too. literati.com/creative. We thank Literati for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about the three questions that you should be asking somebody in your world who knows you, who interacts with you, who cares about you, who has a vested interest in your future. Now listen, you don't want to ask this of somebody who doesn't really know you. You don't want to ask this of somebody who is rooting against you, somebody who's competing against you for something, a promotion or whatever, because they may or may not be willing to divulge fully what it is that they're seeing and they're noticing, or they may have other ulterior motives. You want to ask these questions of somebody who is in your world, who trusts you, who you trust, and who sees enough into your world that they can see the patterns. They can see the things that are going on. They've known you before all of the pandemic uncertainty and madness began. And so they've seen you in semi-normal times, and they also can see your behavior in the midst of these new times that we're dealing with. Okay, so I want to give you these three questions. I'm going to expound on them just a little bit. And again, if you're a leader of a team, these are great questions to ask people on your team. It's a great way to tip your hand and to be vulnerable. Vulnerability, inviting your team into conversation with you, inviting them to speak into what they see, is a critical part, not only of your development as a leader, but also a critical part of team development. You are training leaders to be able to speak into the issues of the organization, issues of leadership, and it'll help you also discern who can intuit some of those things maybe that show that they have leadership ability that maybe they haven't shown to date, right? So inviting them into a conversation can also be a great leadership development tool, because it helps you begin to tag and identify potential future leaders of the organization. All right, so here's the first of the three questions. Number one, what am I doing right now that I should stop? What am I doing right now that I should stop? I should just stop doing it right now because it's not beneficial. It's not useful. Now, I want to give you a couple of examples of how this might play out. Number one, it could be bad habits, right? For example, phrases that you use over and over and over again. Maybe it's something like, so in summary, maybe you say that 20 times during the course of a conversation. It's like, okay, you've already summarized this conversation 20 times. That really shouldn't come until the end. You know, it could be something really, really simple like that. Or it could be something more systemic and more impactful for the entire organization. It could be a certain protocol that you have about how things have to happen organizationally. So if you're a leader and you have a certain process people have to follow in order to get something to you, maybe that's you're throwing hurdles in front of people that don't need to be there, but people haven't felt the permission to speak that to you. And so maybe it's, hey, you need to stop using this system because it's really not helpful. It's actually harmful to our ability to engage with you. It could be a ghost rule that you are following that other people can see that you're following, but that maybe isn't necessarily accurate. So ghost rules, this is a concept that came up in my book, Herding Tigers. These are invisible narratives or bounding narratives that prevent our ability to engage fully. So it could be something like, well, that'll never work around here, or so-and-so will never go for that, or, well, we can't really do that because X, Y, Z. Well, maybe that's true, or maybe it was true once upon a time, but it could also be a ghost rule. It could be something that you're following that may or may not necessarily reflect reality in the present moment. Okay, so are there any ghost rules that you're following, assumptions that you're making that are limiting your engagement or limiting your team's engagement? It could be also, by the way, if you're talking about this with a peer or you're talking about this with your manager, it could very well be ways that you are self-limiting, ways that you are not speaking up. What should I stop doing? You should stop not speaking up, right? Like, I need you to speak up in a meeting. I need you to share your ideas. You are insightful. Yes, you're going to say stupid things from time to time. We all do. That's okay. It's okay because we have to say enough stupid things in order to get to the good stuff sometimes. Okay, so what should I stop doing? By the way, for managers, this is another thing that could very easily be the case. If you ask your team member this, they could tell you, I need you to stop over lurking. I need you to stop trying to control me. Your job as a manager, again, I wrote about this in Herding Tigers, your job is to lead the work, not to do the work. Those are fundamentally different things. And sometimes, especially right now, because we aren't just in one another's orbit, sometimes leaders can be a little bit over controlling. Maybe you're checking in a little too much. You're asking a few too many questions that are a little too pointed for where you are in the process. And it's preventing your team from being able to think on their own. Instead, they're just waiting. They're spending their time trying to think about how they're going to respond to you when you come in and you ask questions instead of actually doing the work or thinking about where the work could go. Okay, so that's a great question to ask. And by the way, if you're in a relationship, this is also a good question to ask your partner, your spouse, you know, whoever it is that's in your world. What am I doing that I should stop? What am I doing that I should stop is a great question. And don't be defensive. If you're going to have this conversation, don't be defensive. You need to listen to what they say, because listen, even if you disagree with it, there's a reason they're saying it. There's something there, or else they wouldn't be telling you this. So don't get defensive. Listen and be willing to act upon what they respond with. Now, it doesn't mean you have to act, right? It could be that they don't see something that you see that's causing you to act in that way. But it's important to have the conversation nonetheless. Okay, so that's the first question. What am I doing that I should stop doing? The second thing is, what's something obvious you don't think I see? What's something obvious you don't think I see? And this could look like a couple of different things. It could be an opportunity that you're overlooking. I have had a number of people in my world over time who have played this role for me, where I'll say, hey, what's something that is obvious that you don't think I see? Or another way that I've asked this question is, what would you do right now if you were me? You know, if you were me right now, knowing what you know about me and my situation, what would you do? I can't tell you how many times somebody has said, well, I don't know why you're not doing X, Y, Z. And I didn't even see it. I didn't even know it was there. I didn't know that was a possibility. And then they would go on to explain to me, well, if I were you, here's what I would do, blah, 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 blah. And I would just follow their playbook. And it turned out amazing. It turned out great. There are a handful of people in my world right now who are going through all of this, the same stuff I am. They have similar businesses. I will text them. I will call them and I'll say, hey, what would you do right now if you were me? And you know, they've given me phenomenal advice. Now, not all of the advice is great. Some of it is maybe irrelevant, but it's all helpful, even if it's not completely relevant, because it helps shape my thinking. So what would you do right now if you were me? What's something obvious you don't think I see? Again, it could be a habit that you're not aware of, something that you're doing that just doesn't make sense, but because you're so trapped in your world, you don't see it. It could be a pattern that you don't see yet. Maybe somebody else sees a little farther than you. And So they're able to maybe connect some dots that you can't connect, and they can help you to connect those dots. But this is a really powerful question. So listen, if you're a manager and you're talking to a team member, hey, what's something obvious you don't think I see is a great question, because they're going to see things on the front lines maybe that you don't see as a manager. They're going to be able to illuminate patterns for you maybe that you're not seeing yet because you're not close enough to them. Or if you're a person on a team and you're asking your manager this question, they're going to say, hey, I don't know why you haven't done X, Y, Z. This would be like the obvious next logical thing for you to do if you want to move up the ladder in your career. But maybe you're not even aware of it. So what's something obvious that you don't think I see is a powerful question for creativity, a powerful question for personal development. All right. And the third question, and this is a really, really important and valuable one as well, is how can I be of help? How can I be of help? And very specifically as a manager, what I've trained people to do in my interactions with managers is I've told them to ask the question in this way: how can I be of help right now? Not how can I be of help, because how can I be of help is a very open-ended question that could mean a lot of different things, and people start thinking big instead of thinking small and immediate. So how can I be of help right now is a powerful question, because it implies urgency and it implies finiteness to the question. This could mean, how can I help right now? It could be, I have resources that you don't have. I have some expertise that you don't have. It could be, I have connections that you don't have, and I'm happy to make those connections. It could be advice or wisdom, but listen, only if they ask. Only offer advice if they ask for advice, as Michael Bungay Stanier told us on a recent episode from his book, The Advice Trap. You don't just be the kind of person going around doling out advice unless people ask you for it. I assume you're asking for it because you're subscribing to the podcast right now, or else you wouldn't be subscribed to the podcast. It could be wisdom based on experience. And here's the other thing. You can answer the same questions for them if they ask. Okay, you can answer, what am I doing that I should stop, and what's something obvious you don't see? And how can I be of help? So, how can I be of help is the generosity question. This is the question that you ask that shows that you don't just want something from them, but that you're willing to put something back into the relationship as well. And I guarantee you will get as much out of offering help and being generous as you do from what they give to you. Okay, so just to recap, the three questions are these. What am I doing right now that I should stop? And again, these could be ghost rules, bad habits, phrases, protocol, overlurking, control. Again, your job as the manager is not to do the work, it's to lead the work. Those are fundamentally different things. What's something obvious you don't think I see? Or another way to ask this question is, what would you do right now if you were me? What would you do right now if you were me in my position with my resources, with my experience? What would you do if you were me? And then the third question is, how can I be of help? Listen, we have to be proactive about relationships right now. We have to be proactive about community. Community is not coming to us right now. We have to go to community right now. We have to seek out relationships. We have to seek out transparency. We have to seek out intentional conversations that provoke us, that challenge us, that help us all to become better together. And we are better together. We need one another in order to see ourselves fully. I don't see what other people see of me. And so I need to go to them and give them permission to speak into me what they see. What they see may be very different from what I think I'm projecting into the world. What they see may be very different from the way I think I'm interacting with people. So, and this is similar to brands, right? Your brand isn't what you say it is. Your brand is how other people receive it. You know, same with your marketing messages. Your marketing messages aren't what you say, it's how other people hear them. And so it's important, as Seth Godin told us on the podcast. So it's very important that we are proactive right now about seeking out community, because I guarantee you there are unhealthy patterns in your life, just like there are in mine, that have developed over the course of this pandemic, because we're all trying to figure out how to survive through this. We're all trying to figure out how to move forward. So it's important that we have those conversations intentionally with one another. So I encourage you to do that. Again, what am I doing that I should stop? What's something obvious you see that I don't see, or you don't think I see, or what would you do right now if you were me? And how can I be of help? Be intentional about community, friends. Community will change your world. These conversations will give you deep insights that will help you thrive, even in the midst of all this uncertainty. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Again, Creative Leader Roundtable. Go to creativeleaderroundtable.com to sign up for the workshop. It's happening. The next one is happening in September. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.